What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I doubt he's listening right now, but in case any of you listened to the early break and were worried, Jake Sorensen is currently working on the log for tomorrow morning. So I would take that as a very good sign that Jake Sorensen is coming off the PL, the paternity list, tomorrow morning. Should be back with you at 6 with Sip and Coach Bush. Excited for Jake, excited for the whole Sorensen family and the birth of their daughter, excited to have him back, excited to hear the stories from week one with the little baby girl for Jake Sorensen. Again, in case you missed it yesterday at the end of On the Block, rumor had it that Jake was texting Nick about all the problems he was having, right? The kid's not sleeping, the kid's whining, the kid doesn't want to eat. Jake, why are you texting Nick about that stuff? What does he know? Here at this desk, just 25 hours ago, you had Jay Foreman, you had Eric Strickland, and you had me. All of us have kids. Jay and Strick have basically been all the way through the process, you know, raising them to adulthood before. I'm just started on my parenting journey. I'm incredibly blessed to have the support system I do around me. But I can help with the early days. I'm in them. I just got through them. I just did what you did. Why are you texting Nick about this parenting stuff, Jake? Either way, looking forward to having Jake back here from 6 to 8 for early break. Make sure you're excited, you're ready for that. But don't be too nice to Jake, right? Just break him back in, razz him a little bit, tease him, like I'm sure you early break fans normally do. The question before us here in hour two of Old School, how would you, if you were the portal president for college football, change the transfer portal? We'll start with your ideas here on the text line. First one comes from Cigar Guy. I would grant one penalty-free transfer. After that, it would have to be tied to head or position coach changing. Otherwise, you would have to sit out the year. Okay. I like where your head's at, Cigar Guy. I really like where your head's at. Along those similar lines, send yours in 402-464-5685 or... we do have the comment section on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter all up and available for you. Thanks to our friends at Sartor Heyman Jewelers. Here's what I would do. Here is step one of my two-step process. You can't transfer for 2 years outside of a coaching, head coaching, or a position coaching change. You are on campus with the school you initially signed your NLI, National Letter of Intent, too. You're on campus for 2 years, unless your head coach or your position coach leaves. Okay? adding on top of that, this is layered, right? That's not the end of the suggestion. This is layered. You have a regional waiver or appeals process. The way the NCAA did it before, to the best of my knowledge and understanding, was it was one big national board of people overseeing all these transfer appeals, hearing all of these arguments for why or why a player should not be allowed to transfer. A national board having it centralized might be easier to keep data, but it also makes it so slow. It bogs it down. And that was a massive complaint with the transfer portal before, is how arbitrary it was. That some cases, you know, seemed like they greased the wheels. Others, you know, were caught in the wheels, and the wheels were grinding together but not moving necessarily. Getting rid of a national appeals board makes a lot of sense to me, because you would break the country down in regions. I don't know if it's, you know, five regions. I don't know if it's 10 regions, if it's six or seven regions. I guess there's not really Division One, at least high major college football out in Alaska. So if you do, you know, seven states and have seven regions, that's probably fine. Or if you want to include Alaska, just, you know, in case someday they join, do, you know, a five state version or a 10 state version, however that would break down. But the more regional you can make these appeals processes, either make an appeal to the, you know, the regional board or committee that you're transferring from or transferring to. It doesn't matter to me which way that system works, but it would be a panel of, you know, three people, I think is fair. I don't think you need it to go through five, seven, nine people. One might be a little arbitrary, and that'd be a good way to make it more about who you know, how you know them, potentially even alumni ties. But these don't have to be judges, I don't think, in this case, especially if it's just a transfer. If it's NIL and economic freedom limiting related, yeah, that better go before a judge. They can probably better litigate that. But if it's just playing time, or if it's just family circumstances after X number of free transfers are gone, that doesn't have to go before a judge. It just doesn't. We're better than that. It doesn't need to be that way. So just have a board and have three, four, five boards of three people per region that I just talked about. You can get these cases in and out in a heartbeat, at least relatively speaking. The number I land on for the number of free transfers, though, in this day and age, is two. I get the one. I understand the argument for that. I think anything more than three is out of bounds, because guys are moving almost every year then at that point. But I think two is a good number. And to me, you would have to use one of your free, penalty-free transfers even if a coach leaves, right? Let's say you're recruited there, you sign your national letter of intent in February, and your position coach takes a new job. There's a, you know, surprise retirement or a medical issue at a school. Your position coach gets poached right after spring ball, and you missed your chance to enter the transfer portal. Okay, you can transfer. That's a weird situation. That's, again, what this appeals process would be for guys that are without these free transfers remaining. But you would have to use one of your two transfers that you get throughout your career, even though there was a coaching change, right? I think that's fair, right? There has to be a limit put on this to some degree for everyone's sanity, right? It's not just as simple as, well, coaches can move, so why can't players move? Yes, that's a part of it. That's why players need some more freedom than they have traditionally been granted. But at the same time, it's hard for adults to just pick up and move, pack up and move, right? I think there are lessons to be learned through persistence and sticking around. And I think, anecdotally speaking, allowing for two free transfers would give student athletes the ability to find that best fit for them. I think it would put more weight on making the right decision initially, right? I'm not going to say these guys just fire from the hip, just dive in wherever, and are just following their heart when they make their first commitment. But I don't think more deliberation would necessarily hurt. I don't think more pros and cons boards would hurt. I think we should want student athletes, male or female, regardless of the sport, to deliberate on their decision and realize, to the best of their ability, what it means for their future. And yes, their future is next season, but their future is also three seasons down the road and potentially professionally. And their season or their future is also 10 years down the road when they're done playing professionally, or 15 years down the road when they're looking for a new job in their field of study. And then 40 years trying to get set up for retirement, right? Like, these things all play together. So two free transfers to me empowers the student athletes to take their future into their own hands, to find out what works for them and what doesn't work for them, to still have a taste of the recruiting process and feel wanted and valued by other institutions. But it also puts the onus on them to make a good first decision, to stick through it, to learn through the lessons and the adversity that they will assuredly face as freshmen and sophomores at their institutions. I assume the majority of us listening have been to college, at least a good chunk. I went. I know I'm not the same person I was as a freshman or as a sophomore. I wasn't the same person the next year. Similar, right? Values were still there, not compromised, and it becomes someone brand new. But I learned a lot my freshman year of college. I learned a lot my sophomore year of college. I was blessed to have a great team around me. They probably don't even consider themselves their team. But there is a laundry list of people that I am forever indebted to that gets me to this seat here talking to you today, that has me, you know, married, in a house, raising a kid at the age of...
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
25, almost 26. I'm blessed, right? And I want a happy, healthy, successful life for as many students, student athletes as they can have. There has to be a balance between making the right decision first and making the right decision eventually. I don't want student athletes lucking into making the right decision. I want student athletes thinking critically about their future. I want student athletes taking a step back to see the big picture, to see what it is now, what it could be in a year, and what they want it to be in 5, 10, 15, and beyond. I don't think young people have lost the ability to think critically. I don't think they've lost the ability to think in a big picture sense. And obviously, it comes with age. The more experienced you are, the simpler it is to see the bigger picture, right? Like, I get that. I'm going through it here, you know, myself, you know, as a young adult. The more experiences you have, the more perspective you can have. But I don't think coddling young people is the way to go. I don't think that playing to or feeding their egos by constantly recruiting them and trying to attract them with bright, shiny toys is necessarily the way to go or the best thing for it, for them. There's got to be a balance there where we can have a better system than we've had in years past without taking it too far the other way, right? And again, that's natural. That's human, is if we don't like something that seems like it's so far out one way, guess what? So much of life is a pendulum. And pendulums don't stop in the middle. Pendulums keep swinging till they reach all the way on the other side. And then what do? They start swinging back. The no transfers are the only appeal. Transfers are the sit out, you know, 2 years if you transfer in conference is on one end. The free transfers for everybody over here is on the other end. This transfer portal NIL landscape will never come to a dead rest in the middle of this pendulum, right? There's no, you know, Adam Smith invisible hand that's going to catch this ball on the end of the string that's swinging right now and just stop it dead perfectly in the middle where everyone is happy. For every rule, there is an exception, if not more. That's why there cannot be a blanket transfer rule. That's why there is the need for an appeals and a waiver process throughout all of this. But at the same time, not every situation is an exception. Not every bump in the road is the hardest thing anyone has ever faced, right? And I don't mean that to minimize any challenges or any struggles, right? The worst thing that you faced and the worst thing that you've dealt with in your life is the worst thing you've dealt with in your life. Be respectful of that. Be cognizant of that. I certainly want to. But this is where that big picture thinking comes into play, right? Where, yeah, maybe this really sucks for me. Maybe I've never gone through anything like this before. Maybe I'm swimming in it and I have no idea what to do, who to go to, what the next step is. But it's in those moments that I hope the adults in the room, whether it's, you know, parents, grandparents, family advisors back home, academic or athletic advisors at a university, teachers, friends, don't just say, oh yeah, transfer, you'll find somewhere better for you. I think there's a lot to be gained by trying to stick it out, by taking that step back and putting your situation in perspective. Everyone is unique. Everyone has value. But a lot of us have a similar story. A lot of us have gone through something similar and feel the same ways about things. And I think putting yourself and your feelings aside, stepping back and seeing the larger picture, and I'm not just talking about, you know, oh, there are people that aren't eating today. I have it better than them. I can't complain. Have some perspective, right? Like, yeah, you don't have it as bad as those people, but your situation can be tough. You can have a lot going on. Maybe you feel like coach isn't being fair. But maybe coach is being fair and you just don't see it yet. Maybe what you need is to stick it out another year and your feelings will change because you have more perspective. You have more experiences. Obviously, there's a balance to be drawn. And I talked about this with Strick, and I believe it was the 3:30 segment of On the Block. It's not up and podcasted for you yet, but after the show, if you're waiting for something to do between this and the Supernovas, definitely go check that out, because there's no perfect decision. You can't know going in that you're making the perfect decision for yourself, for your family, for your future. All you can do is make the best choice possible at the time with the information you have. And I want to give the young people, the student athletes of today, the benefit of the doubt that they're doing that more often than not. The ones that get the attention are the ones that have 5 stars attached by their names, are the ones that are getting, you know, sums of money thrown at them that I'm not sure I will ever see in my life, right? And I don't begrudge them that for a second. But I hope, I truly hope that those young athletes that see those numbers or see a way out of their current opportunity and are chasing a new opportunity, I hope that they have truly weighed out as best they can the value of staying and the value of leaving. Monetary, emotionally, mentally, academically, personally, familially, all those elites in there, in that conversation, right? And it's hard to do as a young person. We are putting so much on these young athletes' plates. We are. There is so much to handle, right? I come on the radio. I talk about these student athletes in college, and I don't know what they go through. I don't know their experience. That's why I love talking to them, to hear from them, to figure out what it is that goes into this day. And I don't want to make things easier for them where they just get to skate on by and skate on through and go to college not having learned anything. But they're still growing. They're still developing. I want to make it simpler for them to navigate the challenges, right? Not remove obstacles for them, not be the one to cut down all the trees in their way, but I want to be the one to hand them an axe. I want a system that hands them an axe to chop down a tree. Or heck, a chainsaw, right? Some of us will be given, you know, a hammer to chop a tree down with. Some of us are given a toothpick. It's not equal. It's not. But sometimes things are different, and that's okay. The point of all this, let's find a system that best equips student athletes for success in the future. Because they are capable. Because like everyone, they want to strive to be the best they can possibly be. And the way to do that isn't by holding them back. The way to do that isn't by taking everything off their plates or by overloading them with these adult decisions that they don't necessarily need to be entrusted with making. If they prove they are capable and they are ready for it, that's what the real world is for. They will get there. Let them enjoy the perks and the benefits of the work that they put in middle school and high school to get to college. And enjoy those benefits. And have a good time with what it is they're being asked to do now in college. And yes, keep the big picture sense and always be working toward the future and what comes next, but also not overloading. There's absolutely a balance in there that we can better strike for the young student athletes here at these schools. Okay, Money G follows up on his own questions. Here is his text. You can enter the portal after 1 year of school with no penalty. You can enter if your coach or position coach changes jobs with no penalty. Any other reason, you have to sit a year and lose that year of eligibility. The portal opens up a week after the national championship game and closes on March 1st. That's something I didn't get to, was the window. Well, I'll circle back on that, Money G, because I like that. All players have to declare the team that they are transferring to during that period, and this is the only time that they are allowed to transfer. Okay, really quickly on the window here. Window, absolutely, right? I think opening it up after the national championship game makes perfect sense, right? I think that that's probably the way to go. I think maybe there is a post-spring window as well in there. Because you do have to keep it open and honest for these kids, give them a fair shot, you know, to get to where they want to be. Sorry, I'm trying to handle some off-air business here with the station. A window makes sense. After the national championship, it makes sense in college basketball, makes sense in college football, it makes sense in every sport, right? You shouldn't have the portal open while teams are still playing. And there's a lot more on that, okay? So let's get back to that. What are the better windows for the transfer portal? Money G, you got me thinking. I'll go to break, be back. We'll continue this conversation on the other side.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.